how we think, you know, trains of thought, they show up another gap in the way we think and the way he does. I don't know about you, but I get trains of thought. And I'm running with two right now. The fact that our iniquities, transgressions and sins and covenants and how they tie up. In my mind, our iniquities, transgression and sin are all dealt with in the new covenant made in Jesus' blood. He took every sin mankind has ever committed or would commit and nailed them to the cross when he died there, where incidentally we're nailed as well. That doesn't mean that we no longer fail or get it wrong. What it does mean is that in his covenant love, his absolute supreme, signed in his own blood covenant, we are not made to feel guilty about our lack or failure, but we're loved and honoured and lifted out of our mess by his almighty power. The Bible uses three categories of missing the mark. The Hebrew has several other words for sin beyond hatah, each with its own specific meaning. The word pesha or trespass means a sin done out of rebelliousness. It's deliberate. The word avira means transgression, and the word avon or iniquity means a sin done out of moral failing or weakness. Iniquity is wickedness. Transgression is stepping over God's stated line, a deliberate act of breaking God's laws and rules, a flouting of his authority. Sin is falling short, error, failure, missing the mark. We all stumble and fall. We all experience failure and sin. But his covenant love protects us and watches over us, even when we're right in the middle of our mess, whether it's deliberate or not. God's planted deep inside every believer a new godly will that doesn't want to sin and never agrees to it. But there is still within a will belonging to our fallen, lower nature, which cannot desire to do anything that isn't low or self-centred. And he sees these two natures constantly. He sees the war that rages within us. As someone has said, Satan pulling one leg and Jesus pulling the other. He's moved with great compassion towards us in our struggle to choose that which is right over that which our lower nature desires. And by his Spirit, he constantly moves to help us. Every sin we commit against someone else is simply the result of not knowing the covenant love in which we ourselves are safely and securely held. Our lower nature just doesn't comprehend how much it's loved by God, or it would see those around it in a completely different way. We live in darkness and selfish fear, protecting ourselves against each other when he's trying to release us fully into knowing and being known. Everything comes down to this, our lack of knowing just how much we are totally loved and accepted. Mind the gap. He cannot be untrue to himself. He's covenanted to love us. It makes you think, doesn't it? It makes me think anyway, and it makes me very, very grateful for his great love and unending grace towards me on my worst day.